I would rather they left the press, do their work, without any contamination from Changhuang's. Because they meet the people of the press cannot communicate openly, they quietly communicate to us under our blankets. And at the end of the day, people will get wrong information instead of getting good information from all the sources. So, your brother, Palam, and his friends, not push our press into communicating in a more secretive way, which was very dangerous for some of us who are here. Radio Katoe, you know what it did? Those were old enough, and they are in government. We know Radio Tanzania in 1979, what was communicating, and the results were all those governments went. You don't want to go that direction, and the government goes just because you are gagging the press. Thanks very much on that one. Point number two.